aire. Radiodifusión Argentina al exterior.
International Service of the Argentine Radio.
Argentina para el exterior.
Host, Miriam Zurzulán, Fernando Farías, take pleasure in announcing Rise, Siempre Argentina, the English Connection, on its overseas broadcasting service.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Siempre Argentina, the English Connection. My name is Fernando Farías, and I am accompanied by sound engineer Jorge Falcone. Together we're going to be bringing you an hour of news, features and music coming to you from our studios. We're located on Lake Street, Central Buenos Aires. And thank God it's a Friday. It does feel good. If you notice the inflection of my voice sounding differently, a bit more cheerful, well, the reason is that it's Friday and I think most of the humans out there feel the same on a Friday evening. So we're going to be sharing with you some special music, as we usually do on Fridays, to mark the beginning of the weekend. We're going to be doing a special musical profile on Fito Páez, one of the most important Argentine rock artists, who is releasing a new album these days. And we're going to be focusing on his classic years. If you want to get in touch with us, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/conexionrai. You may also send us an email to argentinainternationalradio@gmail.com or a letter to Rai, followed by TC as in Charlie Charlie, then 555 as in 555, and then the postcode, which is C for Charlie, 1000 WAF, as in UCL for Foxtrot, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let us kick off the playlist right away with a track by La Portuaria. It is a band led by singer, guitarist and songwriter Diego Frenkel. They had their glorious period in the 1990s. This is a song from that era. Nada es igual. Nothing is the same. La Portuaria on the airwaves of Rai in English.
Sin parar. Cuando el tiempo pasa y la noche llega, nos empezamos a mirar. Con fuerza de la vida, de los muertos, de la vida. A mudar, todo el lugar. Y este amigo me dice que es un día frío por la noche, sin parar. Que es un punto de día que es imposible estar bien en todo el lugar. Que la cama fría, la noche fría. Vamos a dormir, vamos a dormir.
Coming up now, Vinny.
The international service of the Argentine Radio is broadcasting directly from the autonomous city of Buenos Aires, Argentina's federal capital.
Argentina's public national radio brings you now the news. In Buenos Aires City, the temperature is 17 Celsius with partly cloudy skies. In Rio Grande, Tierra del Fuego, 1 Celsius with partly cloudy skies. And in Puerto Argentino, Malvinas Island, minus 0.1 Celsius with partly cloudy skies. The President is in Rome for encounter with Pope. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner arrived in the Italian capital this Friday to hold an encounter with Francis at his Santa Marta residence in the Vatican. Deputy Andres Larroque assured the expectations of the meeting will gravitate around the ongoing dispute with Vulture Funds. The lawmaker pointed out that the speculative harassment of Vulture Funds does not only concern Argentina, but other countries as well. In connection with this issue, UNASUR bloc brand new chairman, Colombia's former president Ernesto Samper, voiced his concern over an alleged destabilization plan carried out by Vulture Fund, which was revealed by former Trade Secretary of U.S. President George W. Bush, Mr. Carlos Gutierrez. Cabinet Chief called opposition leaders to be employees of vulture funds, of corporations. Jorge Capitanich affirmed Buenos Aires City Mayor Mauricio Macri, leader of the Pro Party, and Deputy Sergio Massa, who heads his renewal front, speak of whatever corporations want to hear. Mining Secretary met with Australian Ambassador to talk on ventures. Jorge Majoral and Patricia Holmes of Australia analyzed together the development of projects that could be financed by Australian companies in Argentina. They also discussed the recent arrival of a new player in the Argentine mining market, First Quantum, that bought rights to exploit the Taca Taca copper, gold and molybdenum mine in the province of Salta, northwest Argentina. Officials and air market players criticized American airlines for restricting sales of tickets. Jorge Capitanich, the cabinet chief, said the U.S. airlines' move to stop selling tickets beyond 90 days in advance is part of a coordinated action that seeks to erode credibility in Argentina. Tourism Minister Enrique Meyer affirmed in turn the company's step, which was taken allegedly under fear of dollar restrictions and further devaluation in Argentina, is not going to have an impact on the Argentine domestic tourism market. Fabricio Di Giambattista from the Argentine Federation of Tourism Agencies said American Airlines' decision is not understood nor shared by the rest of the tourism industry. U.S. court turns down Argentine government and Citibank's appeal on Vulture Funds case. The Second Circuit New York Appeals Court declined an appeal by the banking entity and the South American nation of a judge ordered to block payments of $8.4 billion. The freeze on the funds were decided by Magistrate Thomas Grieta to force Argentina to pay Vulture Funds $1.5 billion in defaulted bonds. The appeals court upheld Grieta's decision to prevent payment to restructured bondholders until it carries out Grieta's order. But Argentina says it can't offer better terms than those taken by the creditors who joined the 2005 and 2010 debt swaps. There's a new survey released in Brazil ahead of the October 5 presidential elections, and there is practically a draw between incumbent President Dilma Rousseff, who seeks re-election, and the main opposition contender, Socialist Party's Marina Silva. This survey gives Rousseff a slight advantage over Silva, but everything will be decided in a run of 3 weeks later. The polls for that second round showed Silva had a lead until the past 2 weeks, in which Rousseff started closing in. In Peru, the education ministry is promoting an intercultural training program to preserve the more than 40 native languages in Peru. They're attempting to incorporate bilingual teachers to communities where these tongues are spoken. However, representatives from native communities think that these efforts by the government of Peru are not enough to preserve what they call original languages. But at the same time, the ministry officials said that it has been very difficult, and it is being very difficult, to find bilingual teachers, in particular in far-off towns. The Education, Culture and Cultural Commission of the Lower House of Paraguay has launched a campaign to have 7% of Paraguay's GDP invested in education. Student organizations plus teachers and parents all support the campaign for 7% of GDP to be invested in education. According to lawmaker Karina Rodriguez, who heads the committee, the goal is to double the budget invested in education and, as a result, improve the quality of Paraguayan education. Moving on now to the scroll tree. Another date of the transition tournament, the eighth date of the transition tournament, is beginning this Friday with a defeat by Quilmes. They lost 2-0 to Lanús. It will continue tomorrow, the eighth date, with three matches: Estudiantes versus Gimnasia de la Plata, Olimpo versus Belgrano, and Vélez versus Atlético Rafaela. On Sunday, Godoy Cruz will be receiving Tigre, Arsenal will be visiting Rosario Central, Banfield and Boca will clash in the southern part of the Greater Buenos Aires, and the derby of the date will be that disputed between River, the absolute leaders of the tournament that have been displaying the best football team in various seasons in Argentina, versus Independiente, that is making a very decent comeback to the Premier League after spending an entire season in relegation zone. So, well, these two teams will be the protagonists of the main encounter of this coming weekend, of this ongoing eighth date of the transition tournament of Argentina, that will be completed with two games on Monday. Defensa y Justicia versus San Lorenzo and Racing Club of Avellaneda will receive News Old Boys from the city of Rosario. The standings indicate that River and Lanús are leaders, but River has got two fewer games than Lanús, so well, they have a pretty comfortable lead. They are followed by Newell's with 15 points, Independiente with 15, and Vélez Arfield with 13. These were the news brought to you by Argentina's public national radio's overseas service, RAE. Our news coordinator is Marcelo Chinarzala. The news writers are Angel Floriano, Susana Ramazo, and Gustavo Rios. The sound engineer is Jorge Falcone, and my name is Fernando Faria.
The US, Russia, France, Portugal, Japan, important countries of the many in which RAE can be tuned into on the international service of the Argentine radio.
Coming up, a feature on drum correction. If you want to find out what that is, stay tuned. Miguel Turcula will explain it to you. But that will be after some time music by Astor Vizola, a tune entitled Hopscotch. Thank you.
Hello, friends. Let me share with you something quite interesting that I came across. I came across this week while reading some article from a medical publication. And it has to do with something new to me, at least, and maybe not new to you, but and whoever knows something about it, I'd appreciate if you write to me here. It deals with dranchorexia. What's that dranchorexia? It's a behavior that health experts say is a behavior by which people, young people, skip meals to manage calorie counts so they can drink alcohol without adding weight. What do you drink when you are trying to shed pounds? Iced tea, diet soda? What about alcohol? Why cutting a rule of losing weight is even limiting alcohol consumption? But can careful dieters spike their punch with a little booze and still stand on the bathroom scale with confidence? Can they outsmart calories by training them, skipping lunch to enjoy a few beers at the Dodgers game? The short answer is no. All calories are not created equal. And drinkers who skip meals are quicker to become inebriated with all the assorted consequences. Nonetheless, experts say the behavior is common. College-age women and men want to stay slim, but feel drawn to pub crawls or frat parties. Many cocktails popular with young women, such as margaritas, have lots of calories. In order to drink, some women will skip food and get their calorie allowance in alcoholic drinks. The acceptance of excessive drinking on college campuses combined with an obsession with thinness may be to blame for a type of drinking and dieting behavior casually referred to as dranchorexia, a condition in which people eat very few calories, if any, during the day and then drink or even binge drink later. Dranchorexia is associated with behaviors such as skipping meals, using laxatives, and exercising to compensate for excess alcoholic calories. In such cases, the weight conscious drinker is someone with disordered eating, which is not the same as a clinical eating disorder, such as anorexia or bulimia. And depicting alcohol often claim it as a helpful beverage, fitness friendly or low in calories. Beer is well known as the calorie packer. These self-spirits companies advertise their product as low calories. We know from Nielsen data that in 2011, the alcohol industry spent $1.7 billion on alcohol advertising and marketing on all measured media, which includes TV, radio, internet, magazines, newspapers, and outdoors. Experts say dranchorexia is a behavior associated with the need to escape and relieve painful emotions, stress, and anxiety. Or at least, this is what Susan Albert, a psychologist and author of 5 books about mindful eating, including 50 ways to soothe yourself without food, says. Thank you.
raro bocadillo, vestido de carne y comerse de una caricia. Tal vez no comprendiste en mí, que la sociedad quería morir, cuando rayas el sol. Yo fui un pájaro cantor, y tú la mariposa que bajó quemar sus alas. Después de la soldada de mi mar, la madre de mi mundo me cogió.
Okay, folks, you're listening to RAI, Radio Difusión Argentina del Exterior, and after San Tango, let us switch to folk music. And it's going to be a tune beautifully sung by Mercedes Sosa, written by Peteco Carabajal, entitled Like Birds in the Air.
Let's
Francis Sosa with this song entitled Las Manos de Mi Madre Are Like Pájaros en el Aire, which is the hands of my mother move like birds in the air or fly like birds in the air. Beautiful poetry there, and music of course by Peteco Carabajal, brought to life by Mercedes Sosa. You're listening to Rai, this is Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the phoning service of Argentina's public national radio. We are broadcasting from our central studios located on Maipú Street, right in central Buenos Aires downtown. If you want to get in touch with us, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/conexionrai, or Twitter, @conexionrai. You may also send us an email to Argentina International Radio @gmail.com, or even a letter. You can send us to RAI followed by CC as in Charlie, then 555 as in 555, then postcode. For Charlie, 1000 WAF as in Whiskey Alpha Foxtrot, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. In Argentina, speaking of that, it's exactly 11:30 p.m. UTC time, 0:30.
If you're listening to our voice, we have attained our goal. To be equal, free, in agreement, identifiable, and honest. RAI Argentina.
RAI Salut les amis, je m'appelle Diego Pigeot et avec Magdalena Ramon, nous vous invitons à écouter Siempre Argentina, connexion français, depuis 20h UTC sur les fréquences de 9690 kHz et 15345 kHz, et sur internet pour partager une autre émission de RAE, la radio publique argentine vers l'extérieur.
Desde las 2 UTC, escucha Siempre Argentina, conexión inglés. Conducen Miriam Zúrcula y Fernando Farías por la frecuencia de 11.710 kHz. Radiodifusión Argentina al exterior.
India, China, Iceland, Morocco, England. These are but a few of RAI's many ports of call. The international service of the Argentine Radio.
We bring you today a profile on an Argentine rock artist. And we're gonna go to the city of Rosario. Actually, we're gonna go to several places, but firstly, let's go to the city of Rosario in the province of Santa Fe. Gorgeous city. It's the second most important in the country after Buenos Aires City. Well, that is contested between Rosario and Córdoba. I think that Córdoba is taking over Rosario in population and in other things, economy as well. But, well, that's definitely the top three of the country and has always been Buenos Aires, Rosario and Córdoba. But we're talking about Rosario in particular because it's a city with a strong tradition in rock and roll music. Several artists came and come, keep on coming from that city 300 kilometers north of where we are now. It's definitely the most famous, I'm not afraid of being mistaken, of rock musicians to come from the city of Rosario is Rodolfo Páez, aka Fito Páez. That is his first album. Del 63. Tres agujas de son.
Thank you.
Crazy Lucas, this might be his first hit, three riddles included in his solo debut, that is called Del 63 from 1963, which is the year in which he was born, March 13, 1963 in Rosario. It's the name Rodolfo Páez, called Fito because his father was called Rodolfo as well. It's very common here to, in the case of a son, name exactly like his father, to add an Ito at the end of the name, which means the junior. Actually, it's like a little Rodolfo. Rodolfito. Fito is the final two syllables of that, and that's why he got that nickname that eventually went on to become his stage name. He started his first group in 1970, in the 1970s, he was 13, and in 1977 he started playing with other Rosario musicians like Rubén Goldín and Jorge Lonche, and eventually this interaction with other musicians of Rosario took him to his first important chapter in his musical career, professional musical career, I mean, when he integrated the band of interpreter, of singer Juan Carlos Baglietto. Fito played keyboards, because that's the instrument he studied and he's associated with, keyboards, piano, and he wrote songs and provided some backing vocals, some lead vocals every now and then in that band by Juan Carlos Baglietto. So then he broke away and came to Buenos Aires and his career continued. He launched his debut, as we said, Del 63, in the year 1984. And the following year he released his second album called Giros, or Turns, from which one of his most beautiful songs come from, 11 and 6. We love this track. It's a very, very beautiful song with deep poetry, because it tells the story of two street kids. 11 and 6 makes reference to the ages of these two kids, four kids, trying to make a living selling flowers in the streets or begging that Peter saw from a bar, walking down the streets or the main avenues of Buenos Aires. 11 and 6 from his second album called Heroes. Peter also integrated a project with Luis Alberto Spinetta, one of the most important, one of the two legends of Argentine rock, together with Charlie Garcia, whose band Peter also integrated. When he left Rosario, he moved down to Buenos Aires and performed and recorded keyboards for Charlie Garcia's solo albums of the early 1980s. And then, well, he started focusing on his solo career. And as part of that new stage, breaking away from Baglietto's band and after that leaving Charlie Garcia's group, he embarked on a duet project with Luis Alberto Spinetta that critics love, not that popular among the people, but it is an important artistic piece and collaboration between two geniuses of Argentine rock. The album is called La La La, and this is the most famous song from that track, Polly Burgess. Corazones, and the translation of that is a city of poor hearts. The year also brought a personal tragedy in the history of Peter, because two of his aunts that were very, very close to him and practically raised him were murdered in Rosario. And his anger at the world, at society, at the violence of humans, his disappointment with life, is reflected in a very, very deep album. And this is the song that names the album, Ciudad de Pobres Corazones, City of Poor Hearts, Peter Baez. En esta pinta ciudad, which is the first line, the very first line, literally translates in this fucking city. You can see how pissed he was at had urban life. I mean, he's not making reference to any particular city, but one can imagine that he's talking about a northern metropolis, such as Buenos Aires and also his hometown of Rosario. His following album was released in 1988, called A. He was moving more and more towards a commercial pop sound, and well, that yielded his results a lot of radio-friendly tracks like this, the most popular track to come from A, his 1988 album, Polaroid de Locura Ordinaria. Together with friends, and somebody has a guitar, and you start to sing along. The word for that is like a horn, right? It's a bonfire, there's people singing around it. And when the person interpreting the songs is trying to choose what to play, he or she would ask, ¿Qué quieren escuchar? And there is always somebody who says, una que sepamos todos, one that everybody knows. Nothing difficult. One that everybody knows by heart. And Kiko Páez is the author of several of those songs that reached that level of popularity. So dear are tracks like this we have just heard. Polaroid de Locura Ordinaria would be like a Polaroid picture of ordinary madness from his album A. We are going over the career of Fito Páez in this Rai musical profile, and let's continue with another huge classic from his following studio album called Tercer Mundo, or Third World, of the year 1990, which is another hit, another popular success, totally pop, and anticipating what's going to be his biggest success that we haven't got yet to that point. This is a tune called Give Joy to My Heart. Give Joy to My Heart. Dale Alegría Mi Corazón from Charlie García, from Fito Páez's 1990 album Tercer Mundo. I'm saying Charlie García because his following album, Fito's following album, El Amor Después del Amor, Love After Love, is a tune, is a disc in which he invited the who's who of Argentine rock, including Charlie García, Andrés Calamaro, Fabiana Cantilo, all sort of artists participated in his following album, El Amor Después del Amor, of the year 1992, which is the best selling album in Argentine rock of all times. And from that album, that would be kind of like Michael Jackson's Thriller of Argentine rock. Every single track of that album is a hit, is a radio hit, and was a radio hit. I'm just picking one, but any of those tracks, any of the tracks of El Amor Después del Amor, works on the airwaves. This is a tune entitled A Robar Mi Vida. Yeah. This is Peter Price with A Rodar Mi Vida, Let's Roll My Life, or Let's Roll My Love. Putting an end to this musical profile of Peter Price on Rye.
Argentina's history and
you. Okay, very quickly, folks. Thanks for listening to Rai. Jorge Falcone put the program on the air. I'm Fernando Farias. Going to be back with you on Monday at the same time as usual, 11 p.m. Argentine time, 0200 hours UTC time. Have an excellent weekend. Hasta la próxima.
Siempre Argentina. Conexión Inglés. RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
Vers l'extérieur.
Der Auslandsdienst der spanischen argentinischen Rundfunk.